The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam.
جلالي والإكرام يا
Today, Monday, is the 3rd of Jamadil Awal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of the month of Azar 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 28th of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum 'azizun 'alayhi ma 'anittum harisun 'alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim.
There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers is kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It says that this prophet is from among yourself. He is not of the kind of angels, but he is of your kind, and like you he eats, sleeps, and lives. He is not a prince or a person born in a wealthy family who cannot perceive your toils and pains. He is from among you and has grown up in the same lane and quarters where you have familiar intercourse. He is very kind and merciful to the believers and loves those believers who have truly embraced his religion.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
We are looking at role model in Islam. This is a very great blessing for this ummah. Allah has given us a perfect example of how to apply this religion. In every aspect of our lives, we have a human example to look to. We can see how Prophet Muhammad behaved under the different circumstances, and we can know with certainty that the way he behaved was in accordance with the relation of Allah. This is just one of the many blessings that we Muslims have received. In the other religions, such as Christianity or Judaism, they don't have such a wonderful example. They do not possess a detailed and authentic record of how their prophets lived. Hence, when it comes to day-to-day matters in their lives, they have no authentic reference that they can turn to that will give them the satisfaction of knowing what Allah wants from them in each and every moment of their lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model, and how can we be a good role model for others? The problem is that in reality, the person who is going to be a role model, he has to have the characteristics of having those features and characteristics of being a good role model. So that is after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is going to be a good role model, the decent role model for the humanity, for the for Muslim societies, for Islamic societies, and let's say even beyond Islamic societies, for humanity in general. A person like Imam Ali alaihi wasallam is going to be a collector of all the good virtues, like courage, like justice, like generousness, like worship, like piety, like humbleness. So these are the factors that we have to find it in a person to accept him as a role model. But we witnessed that it was a sin in the behavior of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but by mistake the society went to a direction and chose the wrong model. And this is the reason that we see that catastrophe happens in the Islamic society. We see that Mahatma Gandhi is being considered as a role model, an example of anti-colonialism in the Indian subcontinent. We even have some cases of people in our own society, some people who were a good model of being a selfless people, like the famous farmer who was selfless, and actually he saved the lives and the souls of all the passengers of a train with his selflessness, and he sacrificed himself in order to stop that train and not to continue and go ahead so that the train collapsed. So we have these models in our society, but when we are talking about a comprehensive role model, actually we are looking for those who are perfect from different aspects and dimensions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From being a positive role model for your child, let's learn more about manners. Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny taught us that the best amongst you are those who have the best manners and character. Remember, parents are children's first role models, so the way we conduct ourselves is of utmost importance to their nurturing. Children are very perceptive and notice when parents are angry or upset with each other, so we should constantly be working on our relationships to cultivate and refine good manners towards each other. A happy couple will be able to raise happy children. Our manners or akhlaq are revealed in how we interact towards others. Islam determines every aspect of the life of a Muslim. It highlights how to have the best conduct towards other people, for example, in respecting our parents, gentleness with children, and courtesy towards our neighbors. Children observe the relationships we have towards others, especially family members. Issues will arise between your parents, siblings, and their spouses. Children should not be dragged into such issues. Be forgiving and accommodating so that you reconcile differences as soon as possible. Do not backbite or spread ill feeling towards others.
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Tip parts: building your confidence. As you start to consider how you can choose a role model in your life, try to develop faith in yourself too. The goal of choosing role models is to motivate you to become a better person. However, it doesn't mean that you totally learn on them and adopt every aspect of the life in yours. If you think of doing so, you will never find the right role model, or even if you do, you will never be yourself. Therefore, it is necessary to have confidence in yourself and your abilities to become whoever you wish to be.
Messenger of Allah, his example is not for us to just admire, but to copy and to follow. And so Allah Ta'ala, he said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Most surely there has been an excellent role model for you in the Messenger of Allah, and for anyone who has been putting their hope in Allah and expecting the last day and has remembered Allah frequently. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ordered us to follow the Prophet's every command. He said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the messenger brings you, accept it. And whatever he forbids you, abstain from it. We have been guided to the example of Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam and those who were with him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. Surely there has always been an excellent role model for you in Ibrahim and those with him when they said to their people, we disown you and what you worship apart from Allah. We have disbelieved in you. Or we have disbelieved in you, meaning disbelieved in your polytheism, in your shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah confirms that they are the best of role models. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, there has always been an excellent role model in them, meaning Ibrahim and those with him, for you, and for anyone who has put their hope in Allah and the last day.
I think that's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him. For the steadfast, a misfortune is only one, while it is twofold for the impatient.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble Hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This Hadith is about God and why we should listen to the voice of the intellect, which calls us and invites us to investigate into matters of religion in order to repel probable and possible harm. In the sense that, the intellect tells us that, our minds tell us, and reason tells us that there could be a creator, who could judge us for our actions in this world, in the hereafter, right? And because of that, we should investigate into matters of religion, because if we don't, right, it's possible that we could be harmed and be, we could fall into trouble. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to Abdul Karim ibn Abil Awja. Ibn Abil Awja was an atheist in the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He denied God, he denied the resurrection. And in response to this person, Imam Sadiq said the following: if a matter is as you say, meaning if there's no God, there's no hereafter, which of course it is not, then both of us will be saved. However, if the matter is as we say, which is of course the truth, then we will be saved and you will be destroyed. In response to this kind of dilemma which the Imam poses to this atheist, the atheist Abdul Karim ibn Abil Awja, he said, he turned towards his students, his disciples who had come with him to visit Imam Sadiq and discourse with him. He said, I have found anguish and anxiety in my heart. Meaning the Imam kind of presented to him a dilemma and showed him that he was in grave danger, because if there really is God and a hereafter, this person would be in grave danger, right? And the intellect invites a person to investigate into matter of religion and to achieve certainty and surety about this matter so as to repel this anxiety and this anguish from the heart that comes from these doubts and these misgivings. Then he said, take me from here. He told his disciples, take me from here, meaning he didn't want to listen anymore and discourse with the Imam. In the end of the hadith, it's been stated that so his disciples took him from there and he died shortly thereafter from anguish. Faradduhu wa mata. Right? So, you know, this kind of anguish that comes from these kind of doubts and misgivings can be sometimes be so powerful that they, it in fact, kills a person, leads them to great depression and kills a person. And leads to his death, right? So in order to repel this, one should investigate into matters of religion. And the only way to repel this anguish is to achieve certainty in these matters. And this is not something that can be achieved by studying science or, you know, any kind of the experimental sciences or natural sciences. One has to study the science which is suitable to the subject, which is philosophy. Philosophy is the only science which can actually answer these matters and repel these doubts and misgivings. Thank you for joining us here on the Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Allah and the answer to the call of the intellect in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 120 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is going to give us a very important message, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, I really recommend you, please have your Quran with you and turn to Ayah 120 of Surah Al-Baqarah Stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So, before we start, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, brothers and sisters, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير.
MashaAllah, great. I really want you to listen and repeat as well with us, okay? With a nice recitation that inshallah we're going to have. So Fawad and Ali Nasir are going to inshallah practice and repeat after me. Make sure brothers and sisters, you as well practice, okay?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم
أحسنت
قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى
قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى
ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله
ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله
ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير
ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير
أحسنتم. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty told the Prophet that you are the bearer of good news and we have sent you with truth. Actually, yes, you're the bearer of the good news and also a warner. Yes, so وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ. You won't be questioned about the inhabitants of the hellfire. But here in this ayah, Allah Almighty again, okay, tells the Prophet that, Prophet, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ. Yahud, the Jews, okay, and the Christians won't be pleased, okay, won't be pleased with you. Understood?
Yeah.
Nor the Christians and the Jews will not be pleased with you unless you follow their words, their religion. Okay? قُلْ, O Prophet, say, إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Indeed, it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance. Okay? If Allah has sent Islam as the final revelation, as the final religion, and it is the only religion which is acceptable, okay, before Allah Almighty, so this is the truth. Not the Christians, not the Jews, okay? Not the Judaism, not the Christianity. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. We have given you the knowledge, O Prophet, okay? To distinguish between the bad religion and the good religion, the true religion and the false religion, okay? وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if you follow their desires, their wishes, that they want you to follow their religion, to stop, come on, Prophet, stop spreading Islam, okay? We have religion, come and accept our religion. So, O Prophet, if you, even look, the Christians, the Jews, also the pagans of Mecca, the Mushrikeen, okay? They were giving a lot of money to the Prophet, okay? O Prophet, come on, accept this money, we'll give you pride, we'll give you position, okay, among us, we'll accept you as leader, but stop spreading Islam. Because Islam was limiting them from some bad things, okay? So, but Prophet did not accept them. So Allah Almighty says that, make sure, okay? Until you accept their desires, they will try. So you don't have to. Okay? وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if you follow their desires after the knowledge that has
come to you that you know which one is the truth. Inna hudallahi huwal huda. Okay? You will not have against Allah and any guardian nor any helper. If you accept, so Allah Almighty won't be your helper, won't be your guardian. Okay? Because you are going to the false path. Guys, it is upon us as well. Okay? The message is for us as well. Make sure, inshallah, Islam is the true religion. Okay? Stay strong. Stay strong in your beliefs. Okay? And do not, for example, God forbid, if there is also any doubt about Islam in you, okay, please try to make sure, okay, that you find answer, okay? Make sure you, inshallah, strengthen your belief, okay? That's it, the message. But the explanation of this ayah is so much, because it's so much important, okay? Inshallah, I really recommend you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more information.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Here, the main topic that we have is the tajweed rules. Let's go on. We had a short explanation. And now the tajweed rules. وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ. Now, here, لَن نُن ساكين we have. Basically, with نُن ساكين and تَنْوِين in recitation of the Quran, we have a lot of things to do. Yes?
Yes.
So, four important rules are there with تَنْوِين and نُن ساكين. So, four different rules. Tell us.
Idgham,
Izhar,
Ikhfa,
and
Iqlab.
These four important rules are there, okay, that in Tajweed you will learn. They are the more important, the most important rules, okay, in Tajweed. They are also a little bit difficult for some new students, but they are going to be easy if they try their best, inshallah. So, Len, Nun Sakin, plus Ta. Ta is from the rest of the letters. Four groups of letters were there, okay? A group of letters for the Idhar rule, a group of letters for the idgham and for iqlab and also for the ikhfa we had. So ta ikhfa is from the rest of the letters from the group of ikhfa. Okay? The letters that ikhfa is applied. So how do you apply? Ikhfa means
hiding.
You gotta hide the sound of noon. Len, look, len noon is pronounced here. But you have to hide it because ta is there. Mm-hmm. How do you hide it, Ali Nasir? Do not hide it in your pocket, just hide the sound, we mean, okay?
Yeah.
yeah. Walan. Walan. Hide it. Hide the sound. Walan tarudha. Heavy sound, yes? Tarudha. Ang. Again, nun sakin plus kaf. Kaf is again from the group of ta, okay? They are from ikhfa. Ankal. Right? But here, ankal. Ah, the word ankal in English that we have.
Yes.
But here, an nun sakin. But oh, there was a special rule as well with kaf that you have to pronounce, you have to apply the rule ikhfa with this kaf in a way that the listener has to be kind of ready. Understand, yeah, that the next letter is
kaf.
وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ بَنْكَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى وَلَن نُن مُشَدَّد, yes? Nasal sound. وَلَن نَصَارَى. Look, لَا وَلَا النَّصَارَى. Alif mad we have here, yes?
Yes.
Do you remember the rule? If we have alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, plus hamzatul wasl,
we skip it.
We skip hamzatul wasl. We skip
the mad.
The mad as well. It will be changed to short vowel sound. وَلَن. Not walan, no, walan. Fast and furious. Walan nasara. Hatta tattabi'a millatahum. Right? Here, we have a stopping sign. Qala. So, what does it say? What does it indicate? For what? It's better to?
Stop.
Better to stop. Qala. You remember that word I told you?
Qata.
Waqf.
Waqf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For salah, remember the word?
Wasl.
Wasl.
Wasl is better here. Waqf is better, not qata. I was about to say qatl is better. Okay. Waqf is better, okay? Stopping is better. But you can continue reading, okay? No problem. You can join. Qul in. Again, idgham. In. Nasal sound. In. Huda Allahi. Huwa al-huda. Huda Allahi. The lam and the word Allah has to be heavily pronounced. Why? Because fawad. There is.
The previous letter has
fatha. A fatha sound. Fatha or dhamma sound. The lam and the word Allah or Allahumma will be pronounced heavily. If there is a kasra sound,
lightly pronounced.
So, wala initaba, again, huda Allahi huwa al-huda. Again, we have qala, right? Stopping is better. So, wala initaba'ata, ini. Wala in, actually it's in. Next letter, nun is sakin. Next letter is hamzatul wasl. There was one rule. Iltiqai sakinain we have. Hamzatul wasl is sakin as well. Nun is sakin as well. In iltiqa'u sakinain, when two sakin letters meeting together, the first letter will be assigned with a kasra. Then hamzatul wasl will be skipped here. Hamzatul wasl, of course, will be skipped here. Next letter, ta, the first ta is sakin. So two sakin letters, nun sakin plus ta sakin. So the first letter will be assigned with kasra. Wala in ittaba'ta, no. Wala i nit. Nun sakin will have a kasra. Wala in ittaba'ata. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped here, yes? Wala in ittaba'ata. Ahwa'ahum. Right? Ahwa'ahum. Harf al mad plus waw. Hamza. Waw are in the same words, okay? The mad is wajib. Ahwa'ahum. Here is one rule. Hum, mim sakin plus ba. Ba is from
the iqlab.
But it's not nun sakin that we have to apply the rule iqlab.
It's
mim sakin.
Yeah.
Nun sakin plus ba, yeah, iqlab.
It is ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Mim sakin plus ba, ikhfa. Ahwa, ahum. Hide the mim sound. Ahum ba'da alladhi ja'anka. Again, mad wajib. Ja'anka min al-ilm. You have la there, right? La on the top of ilm.
Yeah.
La. That's also a sign of stopping. It says, actually, it's not a sign of stopping here. It says that you don't have to stop here, right? The sign of not stopping here. So you gotta continue reading. If you stop here, the meaning changes. So, or the meaning will not be that the complete meaning that which is meant by this. So, min al-ilmi, malaka. So here, la, you cannot stop here. But you can start from the word after la. Okay? But you cannot stop here. So if you want to stop here, you can't. You have to stop either at the previous word or the word after this. Like we did here. Okay. Malaka min Allahi min waliyin min nun sakin plus waw.
Idgham.
Merge the sounds. Miu, again. Miu, waliyu, wala nasir. Fawad, read this. Miu, waliyu, wala nasir. Apply the rule, idgham. Our brothers and sisters want to listen to you.
Miu, waliyu, wala nasir.
Ahsan. Make sure the ghunna is more okay because this is idgham with ghunna. مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Right? That's it. So, all the important rules of tajweed, practically, alhamdulillah, we learned and we practiced. Make sure, brothers and sisters, listen to us time and again if you had any questions about the tajweed rules here in this ayah. It was a long ayah. And also for the explanations, please refer to the interpretations of the Qur'an Kareem, and inshallah, you'll learn more. So, thank you so much. Stay with us, inshallah, in the coming sessions. That's all from us in this session. Next sessions, inshallah, we'll be here with you. And we really recommend you stay with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Brother Ali Nasir, Fahad Haider. No questions?
No.
So see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions, okay? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد وأجل الفرج.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Dear listeners, previously we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. أم كيف يتغلغل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه. How should he be convulsed among its levels while you know his sincerity? أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب. How should its keepers torture him while he calls out and says, O Lord? أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها. How should he have hope of your bounty and mercy in freeing him from it while you abandon him within it? هيهات, far be it from you. ما هكذا الظن بك. Such is not expected of you. As you may have been with us, previously we concluded that there are different needs, based on the perception and presentation before the Lord of the universe, which accompany together all these three constituents, make up for the spirit of supplication and dua. We concluded, and as we said earlier, these kinds of needs that are accompanied with supplication, that are perceived by the servant and presented before the Lord of the universe, are more intense in attracting the mercy of Almighty Allah. Now, the question is, why the descent of Allah's mercy is more intense if the need is accompanied with dua? Why is the relation between prayer and the response much stronger than the first case, that is, in relation between the need which is devoid of prayer and mercy of Allah? Now, by answering this question, we will have a better understanding of the relation between prayer and its acceptance and the secret behind it. Now, to try to answer this question, we try to refer to different laws regarding this aspect of the mercy of the Lord. There are different laws governing in the universe. There are different sunan. One law is that the relation which exists between that faqr and the mercy of Allah, as we have explained in the previous episodes, is that this ontological need is one reason of attraction of Allah's mercy. Each state from among the different states of prayer and dua entails a state of indigence and neediness toward Allah's mercy. This is the first station among the various stations of Allah's mercy. The second law is denoted by the relation between the need after its realization and the mercy of Allah. Of course, the realized need differs from the need before its perception. Both of them are need and indigence, of course. Both of them attract Allah's mercy and invoke it. But one of them is the kind of the non-realized need, and the other is the kind of realized need. This is what we have explained earlier on. The non-realized need is that state in which a man is in need of Allah without him being aware of his neediness toward him. And at times, he might not even know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But the realized need has that awareness in it. That is why it is more seen and it is attracting Allah's mercy more.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God led me here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, who is the realized one? Who is the one who is aware of his ontological indigence to Allah? Why does this state attract mercy of Almighty Allah more? The servant, when he or she is aware of the need, this state solidifies the state of neediness, such that the greater and more firm the neediness, the greater the capacity of the soul for receiving the mercy of Allah. You may have been previously with us, and we mentioned earlier that there is nothing like inability and miserliness with regard to the treasures of the Lord. But it is the capacity of the people in receiving the mercy of Allah that differs. The greater the capacity of a person, the greater would be his share from the mercy of Allah. The capacity here implies that ontological poverty, which somehow gets intensified by man's degree of awareness about his own neediness toward Allah. And this is what increases that capacity. Let us provide an example about this. A guilty person who is aware that he is being taken for execution is able to attract the sympathy of the people and the rulers much more than one who is being taken for execution without being aware of that. Both of them, of course, are being taken for the same kind of execution. And the one who has confessed his guilt and knows the punishment that awaits him attracts the affection of the people more than the others. And he is aware of his crime and punishment, while the other is not. I assume with this example, we can understand and have a better perception of the realized need and the unrealized one. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our...